are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hi, I'm Rachel George and I'm in Los Angeles. And Jill Santibanez is in Nashville. And this is The Girl Boss Next Door.
Hello and welcome to The Girl Boss Next Door. I'm Rachel George.
Hi, I'm Jill Santibanez, and look who we have today.
You have Amir Taylor. And I'm Marvel Taylor.
Yay!
Hi, ladies.
Hi, guys.
I love you guys. Today's Girl Boss Next Door are Marvel and Amir Taylor, founders of Amir Marvel Creations. Good morning, you two.
Good morning. Good morning, Jill. Good morning, Rachel.
Where are you ladies calling from today, just so everybody knows?
We are in the Los Angeles area, so we live in the San Fernando Valley, so yeah. Los Angeles area.
We're basically neighbors, yeah.
I know. We're in the valley.
I love the valley.
Anyway.
Yes, I'm from Orange County.
Oh, okay, nice. California girls.
Exactly. Yes. I know. I love it. But we're here to talk about your amazing line. You have, and I was reading about it because I thought it was just jewelry, but you guys are into home decor, you're into accessories, anything that's beautiful. Let's talk about it.
Absolutely. Home decor, jewelry, and household accessories. So we started off, when we first started our business, we were doing handmade. Everything was custom. We were doing like inspirational trays, inspirational coasters that are also paperweights. Like, so we do a little bit of everything, but we love jewelry. We love things that are just unique and wild, have that wild factor. So, but we do, our main categories are home decor and jewelry and household accessories.
I saw some of the really like really unique jewelry pieces that you guys have, and some of them were like custom, you know, design. You can have like people's names on them, and I really like custom pieces, especially for gifts and stuff. So what makes a piece become part of your guys' collection? How do you choose something and say, okay, that's going to be our next one?
You just things that stand out, you know, things that I don't see everywhere, especially stuff I don't see in the stores. Some, I think, I know avocado is starting to get popular. I think I've seen it in a store recently, but
Most
mainly online.
Yeah, mainly online.
This is one of our, this is super popular, but this is like a 3-in-1 avocado slicer. So you have like a knife part right here. This helps remove the pit, and then this is where you slice the avocado. So this is actually, even though it's a household item, like, this is really popular.
These are unique, and you don't see everywhere or every day. And things that make great gifts, you know, things I would like to have.
Well, exactly. I know. Well, I cut an avocado today for lunch, I have to say. And I was trying. It wasn't pretty, okay? I don't do it for looks. But if I had a fancy avocado maker, I mean, especially when you have parties, right? You want to make it look pretty. Yeah. It's all about the presentation. Mm-hmm. So when you have something like that, it's like you really want the extra effort to make it look good. So that's amazing.
And they don't have to know that you use this, you know, special tool. They're gonna be like, "Oh, you're so good with your knife skills. They're amazing." You're gonna be like, "Oh, thank you."
Exactly.
You want to know.
Mine doesn't look pretty when I try and cut avocado. I kind of slice pieces off that feel soft, and then I don't know what happens to the ball, but it ends up on the floor.
It rolls off.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I want to see some more of your best sellers. So the avocado slice, we know that.
That's one of them.
Okay.
Also, this has been really popular. It's our butterfly. We call it our little butterfly glam ring. So everyone's looking at you with Mariah Carey vibes. So we're just like,
There you go.
Yeah. This is actually really pretty. Like, it was different, but a lot of people were just like, oh, it's really nice. And it has matching earrings and it has a matching bracelet. It's like the extra glam. So, like, people really like it.
Yeah, and it comes in gold, rose gold.
The silver,
That's the silver one.
And then,
as far as like pieces that we've made ourselves, would be the Motivate You and Heavily coaster sets. They're really shimmery gold on the bottom.
I didn't see that.
And then the top is black. And they just have, like, you know, inspirational sayings like elevate, focus, thrive, inspire.
Yeah. Like, people still ask for,
like, the home and the office. The home and the office. People would love those.
Yeah. And they're not just coasters. You can also use them as paperweights, you know, or just as a nice home decor piece.
Yeah. People still ask for these. Like, we had to take them off our website, but people still message us, oh, do you guys still have, like, they'll see it on Instagram or they'll see it on our Facebook page. Yeah. And then, are you guys still selling those? And we'll be like, if we have them in stock, you are more than welcome to purchase.
But these, like, we sold out. You went
too close. Yeah, we did sell that.
Yeah.
But do they come in a set, or do you buy them individually, or do they come in a set?
Four pieces.
It comes as a set. Yeah, you get all four. The Inspire, I don't know if I had it upside down. The Inspire, the Thrive, and then the Focus and Elevate. People buy these as a set. And then I just remember, like, when we first launched our business, people were like, this was, like, the hot commodity. Like,
we sold out our first week.
It's so great. I mean, it's something you need every day, right? You give the people what they need.
Like, you can use it as a coaster, but it's also, like, in the office. Like, sometimes you're just like, oh, like, it's just hold something down. Just, like, it's an extra boost. You know, sometimes you're just like, you may have a bad day, or you're just, like, not feeling it. And it's, like, something, like, just the simple, like, thrive. You can do this, inspire, focus. These are just words.
Just reminders, you know.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
So how long have you both been business owners?
Well, we
officially
since, like, February.
last year.
Yeah.
You guys are, like, so professional. It's sounds like you've been doing this forever.
Oh, no. We've been thinking about it forever, but we just got started.
Wow, that's so impressive.
We started our website, or launched our website, in August 8th of 2020. Things that look good, we wanted it to be nice, and then it's just like, I wanted an extension of myself, or of ourselves. Like, okay, so it's just, that's what started our business, was just like, you're at work, you're working 40 plus hours a week, working full time, you're working on your business, but sometimes you're having a, like, honestly, I was having a terrible day at work, and it was just like, I needed something that was just like, I needed something right there on my desk. And that's what's kind of helped us get started, was just, okay, what can we put out there that would be an extension of ourselves, that will also inspire everyone else on a daily basis? Because you're not going to have a 10 out of 10 day every single day. Even in just those little moments of, like, stress or anxiety, it was just like, okay, how can I get through this? And sometimes you can see, like, even if you have pictures of your family, you have a nice quote or something that just looks good, it boosts that inside of you. So it's just like, I don't know what the technical word is, but, you know, it just gives you that extra, like, comfort. So I think that's what would help us get started, and then we started to just evolve that into other, when we branded, we tried to do that with other products, like the ring, like the avocado.
We also have canvas prints that are popular. You know, a lot of people are working from home, so I don't know if you've seen, like, different, the canvas prints that go up on the wall that say, like, hustle, grind, you know, keep going,
be great. Like, I want to talk about the twin connection, because the twin connection is real, right? Like, how does it feel? I mean, working with your sister must be amazing. And just, do you guys have the same ideas? Do you kind of bounce, like, things back and forth? Is one of you, like more jewelry and one more home decor? Like, how do you guys do all this together?
That's a good question. Sometimes, like,
I think our styles and like, certain things that we'd like, you know, like, this
is all her idea.
This is my idea, but
really,
she like had like other things that elevated it. Like, I'll come up with an idea, and then she would like, oh, have her input. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. Let's go with that, and then it'll be like a success. So but other ideas and just bouncing off of things. Yeah. Like, I'll start something, and then she'll have her input, and I'm like, oh yeah, now yeah. Be a, you know, or she'll start something, and I'm like, I'll have my input, and it just gels. Like, yeah. I don't know how
else to. And sometimes it's not so good. Jewelry, and I think I go more home decor sometimes. So, like, yeah. She does, like, when we're doing product research, she's more looking at jewelry. I'm more looking at home decor, stuff like that. So, yeah. And then we kind of go, we think about this. And, yeah.
You both know what you like. You both have your strengths and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
What about the business side of things? Because I know for me personally, that's where I kind of just hide and disappear. I go behind the sofa. I'm like, okay, no, I'm just going to
run. Yeah, that's fair.
It's a lot. It's a lot of work. I don't know. I don't know how. She handles all the paperwork and the business aspects of
it. Yeah. It's just like really? One day at a time, Rachel. One day at a time.
Yeah.
Like, okay, check this out. Because it's never ending, right? It's always something else that needs to get done. And you're just like, okay, check mark. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I'll be like, okay, I don't feel like doing that. And then she'll start something business-wise or paper-wise or legal papers. And she's like, okay, now I need to do this. Okay, let's get it done. And I just try to, like, the full day knocking out or over the course of a couple of days. But, yeah, I kind of take the reins a little bit with that, with business stuff.
I mean, that's what I need to do. You guys, like, teamwork. Really.
Yeah. Sometimes you're not feeling it, and then sometimes you're just like, go, 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 go.
Yeah, we have those go days where we're like up till 3-4 in the morning. We're like, oh, what time is it?
It's
like, and then other days,
I know.
Like,
it's
no, I'm going to bed.
When you own your own business, it's like unlimited hours, right? But it's the passion that you have to follow through with it, to keep it going. And I see that in your products, your beautiful products. I see it with the pictures that you put out, even like the picture of you two together. You can tell that you're both passionate about making this happen. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, you've just done something that some people just spend years thinking about and they dream about, but you've actually done it. And like you said, you just launched, but I'm sure there was so much preparation that went into that.
Of course.
What could you give maybe to some people who are just listening today thinking, okay, you know what? I've always wanted to start my own business. I don't know where to start. I'm overwhelmed. Can you share some maybe ups and downs, you know, doubts about it?
Like, yes. Like I said, we got started in February, but we didn't launch until August. Mm-hmm. And that was like all preparation plus ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And we, even after launching, we still had some ups and downs. I think the main thing was like, because we're making everything by hand, and when we first started, we're doing everything by hand. Mm-hmm. We hadn't rebranded into jewelry and household accessories. We were doing mainly home decor. Mm-hmm. And like something as, like we were mentioning about our coaster sets, this takes 72 hours to make. Like, oh, even like, it's a set. So it's like, it's layered, but I think people don't realize how much work really goes into handmade custom pieces. Wow. So I think that was part of the up and down, was just the amount of time we were spending, plus working full time and overtime sometimes, just to get started. So we're like, okay, to have an online store, we needed to have enough in stock to where we weren't having to shut down our store repeatedly just to make more pieces. So we spent months just to make products that we could put online. And sometimes part of the down was because we're like, these are all like resin, handmade custom pieces. If you know anything about resin, if it doesn't go well, that's a whole day's work that goes out the window.
Oh, oh my goodness.
One little mistake, one little anything, you're like, okay, price scratch that. But it's either, because we've been on our third day of finishing the product, and something can go wrong, we just erase 72 hours worth of work.
Oh.
So that's part of like the learning process, and then just finding different companies to work with when it came to making our products. Like, okay, who has better quality products so that we can make sure that this is nice and come, you know, when we send this to customers, that they're not going to have an issue with it. So trial and error. Like, you go through that phase. And I think that was part of the process. You're like, oh, this worked well. And then the next one, they didn't. So we needed to work with consistent quality companies.
Yeah.
So, and then once we launched in August, a lot of the companies, they weren't in stock, or they would raise their prices to where it didn't make sense that we're paying for this, you know, high price. That would make us have to raise our prices, and we didn't want to have to do that. Right. So we had to just start to rebrand. So that was part of the downside of it, was like, okay, this is taking us a lot longer to get, because all of our products, supplies that we had to purchase were mainly online, because I mean, it's hard to find a lot of it in store for the quantity that we needed. So we were like, okay, people are doing this, we're having great success. And then it was just like, we had to halt, because it was like, we're not able to meet demand. And then it's taking the delivery times, we're just getting pushed back. Yeah. And we're going to the holidays. What can we do during this time that allowed us to cut some of that out?
Yeah.
You know, like that unnecessary headache. So we started to rebranding.
Rebranding and just, we want to work with other businesses and other partners. So we partner with other companies, other businesses, so that way we could have a more variety, mm-hmm. and you know, something that would take less time. So that's why we started looking at jewelry and other household items that still we felt like was a representation of us and things that we still like and still enjoy. So that's why we switched over to jewelry and household items. And so, you know, part of the ups is that is like, okay, now we have more time for ourselves. So don't be afraid to, you know, adapt, evolve, you know, still stick with your niche or still stick with the things that you enjoy, but you can still evolve. You don't have to, you know, stick with one thing just because, you know, that's your pride and joy, but you can still evolve and, you know, keep learning, keep growing and do, you know, especially when it comes to, it's time, it's money, it's effort. So if you're not, you know, happy in a certain area, don't be afraid to switch it up a little bit or, and it's been a big plus, you know, we're very able to sell a lot more items, a lot more products, and also ship it out faster. So
this is supporting other businesses at the same time, you know, so, just partnering with other companies has really helped us. So we're not staying up. Well, we still stay up. It's more business side, website stuff.
Right.
Yeah, we are.
The way that you both just talked us through that process, it just sounds like you've been doing this for like 5 years. It's crazy.
I know. Oh,
you've learned so much. It feels like it's been a lot longer than it actually has been.
Yeah, I bet it feels.
It does. I feel like we've been working on our business like every day since we decided to start a business.
Yeah.
You know, like you need that time off, but it's just like even when you try to take a day off, you're always thinking, or you see something, you're like, oh yeah, and you're like, oh, let me start researching, you're like, wait, I said I was gonna take today off, but it's just like it never stops. You know, it's
part of it.
Yeah.
I love that your problem was that you ran out of inventory. You ran out of the product. Like that's not that problem to happen.
That's a wonderful problem.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Oh my god. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your point. I mean, I may as well just have come over to be honest with my team.
I know. We're so close. We're in a three-way.
I know. I would have just like put my face in between you guys and just kind of cut.
Exactly.
This is so classic. Awesome. I love the concept of your show and your podcast. Like, it's awesome. Your chemistry is great. So I'm just like, oh, it's so
thank you. Rachel's amazing.
Yeah.
And let's talk about your wonderful website.
Yes, so mirrormarvel.com. We have our hot products, things that are selling right now that people are loving. You can find the home decor category, the men's jewelry category, the women's jewelry category, and then the household accessories. Yes. So,
and if you want any of our coasters or any other items,
message us
directly. We gotta be there, so just message us. So,
okay.
But mirrormarvel.com.
I love it. Amir and Marvel. It's so much. As always, the link to our guest pages will be posted on our Facebook page over at The Girl Boss Next Door. Thank you both, ladies. We love you so much. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for listening to The Girl Boss Next Door with executive producer, host, Jill Santibanez, and producer, host, Rachel George. The Girl Boss Next Door is recorded in Nashville and Los Angeles.